like that?
I was a little concerned just because I wasn't sure. I feel like the whole process of actually like voting was kind of complicated since I'm from back home and now I go to school here. The whole, if I had to go back home to vote or anything, so hopefully the provisional voting works out and that my vote counts, because that's probably what's most important to me. I didn't want it to just be counted later and not even matter, I guess.
So you did do the provisional ballot?
Yes, yes I did.
So did they tell you how long it would take for it to get counted?
No, they didn't, but I overheard them saying that it will for sure get counted to other students who are doing the same exact thing. But I have been kind of like weary about that whole process.
So how did it feel casting your first vote in a presidential election?
Pretty phenomenal, I'm gonna say. It's definitely, I'm hoping I made the right choices. I'm hoping I didn't let just like the media, just everything in general kind of, I guess, overcloud my perception of the issues. I'm trying to look ahead as just beyond me as a student and to when I'm out in the real world, when I want to get a job. I won't regret probably what I, the decisions I've made, but hopefully it's what's good for everybody.
Right. Any final thoughts about the process?
I definitely think that this election in particular, I'm really impressed with students, young people in general. I feel like hopefully the voter turnout from us is sizable and recognizable. It was a pretty smooth process, and I hope that more people get more involved, people of our age, and that maybe older generations will take us seriously too as a voter.
I'm standing in the lobby of the Ward Villas Senior Center on Adams, where there's been some question this morning about student voters from USC having to cast provisional ballots even though they had registered and received sample ballots with their polling place listed on the sample ballot. The county inspector for this polling place estimates that some 30% of the votes cast so far had to be on provisional ballots.
And imagine you are a first-time voter who's mm-hmm. been waiting years and years and have heard how important it is to come and vote, mm-hmm. and you beat the registration deadline, mm-hmm. and you got it in the mail,
they
your form that says, uh-huh. here's where you go, mm-hmm. with your name and printed, mm-hmm. to find that you're not registered mm-hmm. here.
Have you been here all morning?
Yeah, so when did we discover it?
Yeah.
About 15 minutes into the election.
And have you gotten official word yet then from the registrar's office as to how that could have happened? That they could have,
you know, basically the standard line right now, and it makes very good sense, is this is a record turnout and people have been working 24/7. It's the largest staffing that's ever occurred on any of these elections. So, you know, of course things are going to go wrong. You know, we just want to make sure that it's not, you know, targeted in any way, or that that everybody feels their voice has been heard.
And we want to acknowledge that they did put extraordinary efforts. I mean, I personally work with the voter registrar's office on the weekends. They put in extra time. We know the passion they brought into it. We still believe the solution for this problem needs to be as extraordinary as the work that's led up to this.